This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Scarlett Robertson. A fire at an apartment complex under construction in Columbia is estimated to have caused at least $7.5 million in damage. Columbia Fire Battalion Chief Steve Sapp says it's too early to determine a cause, but there's no reason to suspect arson. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that the fire department received the call early Sunday, and by the time crews arrived, the building was engulfed in flames. Crews used at least 1 million gallons of water for extinguishing the fire. The fire appears to have started in the lobby area. Sapp says because the building was still under construction, flames easily traveled through breezeways, setting the remainder of the building on fire. No injuries were reported. Missouri drivers may notice a change in the landscape along roadways and medians later this summer. More grass. The Missouri Department of Transportation has opted to cut back on mowing grass in order to save the department about $2.6 million. MoDOT plans to get rid of one of its four seasonal mows. The St. Joseph News Press reports that the department normally mows the grass on the weekends before Memorial Day, the 4th of July, and Labor Day, and once in the fall. Now, in order to save money, the department will combine the 4th of July and Labor Day into one cutting in late July. MoDOT's district maintenance and traffic engineer Martin Lyle says if the grass gets really tall, the department can always adjust the cycle. Conservation agents are urging Missourians to not transport firewood. As Jacob McClellan explains, it's an effort to control the emerald ash borer from spreading throughout the state.
Missouri's first emerald ash borer was found in Wayne County in southeast Missouri in 2008, and it's pretty well stayed put, which is good news for conservation agents. Rob Lawrence is a forest entomologist with the Missouri Department of Conservation. He says efforts to slow its spread have been successful, but eradication remains elusive.
They've tried in other states to get completely rid of it once it gets into an area, and it's just not possible because we don't have real sensitive methods for detecting how far it's spread.
The half-inch-long shiny green beetle was accidentally introduced to Michigan back in the early 1990s, and it has spread throughout the East and Midwest, demolishing ash trees along the way. I'm Jacob McClelland.
When it was launched in the late 1990s, a Missouri grant program for preschools was intended to last only a short time. The original guidelines for the Missouri Preschool Project even stated in bold print that grant applications would be funded for a 3-year period. But more than a decade later, 45 of the public school districts that got preschool grants in that inaugural year still are receiving money from the state. Education officials say the program somehow morphed from a startup grant into an ongoing source of money for preschools. This is about to change. The budget passed this year by lawmakers reduces the money available for the program and instructs education officials to develop rules, which are intended to again limit grants to 3 years. Some new MU graduates are staying on campus to begin their post-college careers. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that the campus fundraising office hires recent grads to work as MU development officers. The new hires already have a vital skill for those positions, a passion for the university. Parents with students in the Columbia Public School District may have easier access to their children's school records in the upcoming year. The district's in the process of deciding between two products that can inform parents about things such as their child's grades, attendance, missing assignments, and emergencies. They also make use of mobile apps for alerts. District spokesperson Michelle Baumstark says the upgrade in technology will help connect with parents more than ever.
Communication, you know, is the whole reason why we're doing this, and it's so important that we are able to quickly and easily be able to communicate directly with our parents, whether it be an emergency message, whether it be a message about that's general outreach, all of those things that come from the school.
The district's deciding whether to upgrade its old notification system with a company named School Messenger or to switch to a product made by ParentLink. The Board of Education will vote on which system they will use early next month. The University of Missouri is starting a new online master's degree program aimed at taking the bullying out of coaching. Former head track and field coach Rick McGuire says screaming and yelling is bullying behavior and shouldn't be used by coaches. McGuire hopes to spread that message through the new positive coaching degree. Courses will include sports psychology, athletic administration, and strength conditioning. But the 30-hour program also will help coaches manage people without using negative behavior. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that McGuire hopes to see plenty of school coaches from Missouri sign up. He says the program is a good way for coaches who also teach to add their education while studying something they're interested in. The master's program announced earlier this month starts June 4th. An initiative of the MU School of Journalism and the Reynolds Journalism Institute will study how long-form storytelling can contribute to new business models for journalism. One aspect of the project's a partnership with the Springfield Greene County Library District. The Library District's Funding Information Center coordinator, Tammy Flippin, says a campaign called Letters to Springfield will allow citizens to send letters about topics they think are important and should be covered.
We're really excited. The library is one of those places that so many different types of people and information comes together. And I think that this is a great partnership that we're sharing here, and hopefully that we can help people share their stories about what's really going on.
The project will take place over a period of 4 months. During that time, a team of 5 reporters will cover a series of in-depth stories in Springfield. The content produced will appear on the Story Us website. For KBIA News, I'm Scarlett Robertson.